the perfect season. And perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. PSC loves it.
They've got the chocolates
and he might have the chicken.
All right, gather around. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle Podcast.
A very warm welcome to you. It is time for the Monday Waffle Podcast. My name's Ash Nelson. Appreciate you joining me for the start of the working week and hope it hasn't been too bad for you. Coming up on the show, I'll be talking about what's been a huge weekend of games, really, where there are some clear winners and losers, plus some notable returns and also sad exits after round 11. Fellow waffler Sam Gurley, she's also caught up with Jessie Turner, number 29, from Swan Districts after their loss to Inform West Perth Falcons this weekend. But first up, it is time for the round summary. After what was a split round, normal action did resume this weekend, all five matches being played. And first cab off the rank was East Fremantle taking on West Coast Eagles. West Coast Eagles being a dominant force in that match and getting the win. East Fremantle 4-9-33, losing to West Coast Eagles 15-15-105. It was a 72-point thrashing and such a dominant display by the West Coast Eagles for what was their third win of the season. And really, so it should have been. There are a number of ex-Eagles or currently listed Eagles available to play for this side, including Jake Waterman, Jared Brander, Drew Petrie returned, Tom Cole and Fraser McInnes, not to mention Tom Barras. But it was hard not to notice that the game was not just about that football match in particular, but also the return of Eagles star Nick Natanui after his second knee reconstruction, tearing his ACL for the second time. And he had a fairly good return, a notable return, 25 hitouts, 10 disposals and 4 tackles. He also laid a huge tackle on East Frio's Morgan Davis, who had to head to the bench for a period of time. Two other significant returns for West Coast Eagles. Tom Barras, he was also back out there playing, but had to leave the ground early after sustaining an injury to his right calf. He was icing that on the bench at the end of the game. But also veteran of the game, Drew Petrie was in action, much to fans' delight. A relatively quiet game, but no doubt good to have that experience and that level or that calibre of playing within the Waffle system. For East Fremantle, Nick Comer, he was impressive. He had 29 disposals, while Ambrose Ryan, he gets a special mention. He was the sole goal kicker for East Fremantle with all 4 goals going to his name. Now, some people would have said that the highlight of the Waffle was the return of Nick Natanui over the weekend, but certainly that wasn't the case because undoubtedly the main event took place at Fremantle Community Bank Oval with South Fremantle and Subiaco battling it out over the top position in the Waffle. Both sides came into the game with 8-1 records, and Subi's only loss coming at the hands of the Bulldogs, which actually ruined a 25-game winning streak. But it was a case of revenge best served cold, and certainly it was cold over the weekend. Winter truly is here. Subiaco exacted revenge on South Fremantle. South Fremantle 8-6-54, losing to Subiaco 13-9-87. The Lions, they put the game beyond doubt with a 5-goal burst during the third term. As far as best players are concerned, Subiaco's Jordan Lockyer, well, he was sensational defensively. He kept the league's leading goal kicker, which is Mason Shaw, to just one kick. And with that one kick, he scored his lone goal. So a great defensive effort there by Jordan Lockyer. As for the Bulldogs, well, Zach Strom, he did an extraordinary job in the ruck with the absence of the big man Brock Higgins and was one of their best. So Subi, they actually head to the top of the ladder. They are clear with 36 points, while South Fremantle second at the moment on 32. Magnificent match. We head now to Bassendean's Steel Blue Oval, where the game between Swan Districts and West Perth Falcons was taking place. And Swan Districts, well, despite being the home side, they lost to West Perth 8-4-52. 16-13-109. The Falcons continuing on their winning way. That's 5 wins from their last 6 games in this 2019 season. So certainly hitting their straps. And Sam Gerling actually managed to catch up with one of the Swan District's player, Jesse Turner. I'm talking about the midfielder. He finished the game with 10 kicks, 10 handballs, 20 disposals overall. And this is what he had to say.
Jesse, thanks very much for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So round 11 was the second time Swans had come up against West Perth. Last time round, the Swans won convincingly, whereas this time round, it went the other way. What was different this time?
I think they had changed their playing style from last time we played. They were a lot more happy to kick long the first time we played them, and that I feel that played into our hands with our big key position players. And this time around, they were handballing and short kicking, and they made us work a lot harder. And also just the run. They'd won 4 of their last 5, and we'd come off a few losses in a row. And I think confidence definitely in the second half came into it, especially as they got an early lead on us in the first quarter.
Your teammate Alex Howard said after the last match that the team felt getting another win would help re-spark momentum. What's the reset after this match before the next round?
The message from the playing group after the game was pretty much just to stay confident. There's so many games this year where we've lost by a goal or under, or have had the lead in the last quarter. And the weekend that just went was the first game where we really got outplayed for most of the match. And it's more just to get back to that enjoyment level. It was pretty clear on the weekend that a lot of the boys were struggling just to stay up and about, especially as the lead got further and further out. So the main message after the game was just to keep that confidence level high and just keep enjoying it, because we know we are putting in the work and that the results will turn.
And for yourself, you're still enjoying each match?
Yeah, definitely. Losing definitely is tough and makes it a lot harder. But that's where you as an individual, you just got to find that extra motivation, just find that little bit of extra time to keep doing, putting in work, doing what you can to help not only yourself play good footy and enjoy, but to help the team hopefully get a few wins on the board.
And next week you're playing Peel Thunder. What can you tell us about your opposition?
We haven't versed Peel Thunder yet. We've already faced Perth and West Perth twice, but we normally match up pretty well against them. Obviously, depending on what Fremantle players available will depend on how strong they are. I think they're about middle tier at the moment. They've won obviously more games than us, but I think they've won 2 more. So they normally have like us good key position players, and they play pretty good at home. So our mindset will be really just to go down there just to get a win, pretty much to keep our season alive.
What's been your highlight from the season so far?
Probably just some of the young players that have came in to debut, especially ones that I've become close with. Players like Riley Garcia, who's currently at the State 18s. Only really meeting him at pre-season last season, become a mate to him, and becoming pretty close and seeing him play league footy was really good. And then players like Geordie Bill, who played his first game last week, he's been playing reserves footy for quite some time and was really struggling to play reserves when he first came in, then really played some good reserves footy the end of last season and the start of this season. He deserved his spot. And then even players like Paddy Farrant, who also debuted last week, got dropped from reserves only 5 or 6 weeks, had worked his backside off and not only played good reserves footy, played what I thought was a pretty good game of league footy in just his second match. That's probably been the highlight of my season so far.
And coming into a new team can be pretty tough, especially for young players like you mentioned. What does the team do to get around them?
I think the main message, normally Noddy or Dave or Riggs, who normally speak to us right before the game, will always make mention of the new players, just so that all the boys know, you know, as a first game or your first few games, definitely can be quite daunting going up against other big-time Waffle players and Waffle teams. So just making sure we get around them, and whatever they do well, make sure we let them know that they've done well. And even mistakes that they've made, tell them just to keep their head up, because everyone makes mistakes, and it's about what you do after rather than the mistake that you made.
You've played 5 seasons with Swans so far. You mentioned a highlight from this season. What's been an overall memorable match for you to date?
Probably 2017 in the elimination final, the first final where we played West Perth. We finished 4th, so we had the home final, but we'd lost 4 or 5 in a row coming into the match. I wasn't sure how we were able to still finish 4th, but we were in terrible form, and we were underdogs, even though it was our home final. And coming into the match, we knew we had to turn things around, and we played a very good game. We kicked the first 5 goals of the match, I believe, and I played pretty well that game, and more importantly, we got a much-needed win in front of I think it was about 7,000 or 8,000, which is the biggest crowd I've played in front of up to date so far.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Well, at Mineral Resources Park, it was Perth taking on Peel Thunder. And what really started as a promising season is quickly turning into something of a nightmare for Perth fans. They collectively hold their breath to see some return to form with this Demons group. The Demons, they started the season in exciting fashion, winning their opening 5 matches, but they really have struggled ever since. Now just winning 1 of their last 5 matches, including kicking just 1 goal in a record low score against Subiaco a couple of weeks ago. And they couldn't get the job done once again against Peel Thunder. They lost 6-6-42 to Peel Thunder 11-18-84. Well, despite the fantastic win by Peel, managing to end a 4-game losing streak, it certainly did come at a cost. And the cost was Livewire Harley Bunnell once again stopped in his tracks due to an Achilles or right calf injury. It is really devastating news for the 26-year-old. He's featured just twice at an AFL level in the 3.5 really frustrating years that he's played at Fremantle since coming across from the Gold Coast, where he managed to play 81 games there. So he did look like he was back on track and would be featuring with the Fremantle Dockers very soon in his first game back managing. I think it was about 30 touches and 2 goals at a waffle level against West Perth the other month. So sad news there for Harley Bunnell, and hopefully he gets back and up and running sometime soon. What probably stood out in the game was the Thunder's pressure. They won the tackle count 79-78 despite having 17 more disposals overall as a team. Just a quick mention as well, Gordon Narrier, he made his league debut for 2019 for Perth and managed a total of 8 disposals. And for the final game, we head to Claremont Oval, where Claremont and East Perth met in another fascinating clash on Saturday. And it was the Tigers who were looking to keep their good form going, while the Royals, they really were trying to bounce back from some disappointing form when they lost 2 weeks ago. Claremont, though, they are in good form, and they've put together a few wins over the Eagles and Swans, and now East Perth to sit third on the ladder. They do have a 7-3 record for the season, while East Perth Royals, they're second from the bottom, only the Swannies there bringing up the rear. So the score in that match, Claremont 12-11-83, defeating East Perth 4-7-31. For the Tigers, it was good news. Alec Waterman, he was back out there for the Tigers with 21 disposals and plenty of possession actually shared throughout the midfield. Kane Mitchell, 27 disposals, Thomas Ledger, 28. And up front, it was Thomas Lee kicking 3 for the Tigers. Meanwhile, for the Royals, Patrick McGinnity, he was also back out there. But Angus Scott had a huge 33 touches, 21 kicks. While Joel Horton, he was a shining light up front, also kicking 3 goals for the match. And before the Monday Waffle podcast is done, let's take a look at the 2019 ladder and also the upcoming fixtures. So let's turn our heads to the ladder, where Subiaco is in top position, surprise, surprise, on 36 points. South Fremantle, they're sitting pretty on second on 32 points, followed by the Tigers, so Claremont third. Perth, they are fourth. They've held on to that fourth position there on 24 points, while West Perth, the Falcons, on 20. And that rounds out the top 5. Meanwhile, Peel Thunder, they're knocking at the door in 6th position on 16 points, followed by West Coast, East Fremantle, East Perth, and then the 10th and final team, as I mentioned previously, the cellar dwellers at the moment, Swan Districts, on 8 points. As for the fixtures, let's take a look at upcoming Saturday's games. South Fremantle taking on West Coast at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. That one's starting at 1:15. West Perth and Subiaco, well, that's going to be probably the match of the round. That's starting at 2:15 on Saturday, HBF Arena. Peel Thunder, Swan Districts going head-to-head at David Gray's Arena at 2:15. East Perth and Perth, 2:15 at Leaderville Oval. Oval. And finally, the last game, East Fremantle taking on Claremont Tigers. That game also at 2:15 at New Choice Homes Park. And that's all we have time for on the Monday Waffle Podcast. Hope that you've enjoyed the show. Best wishes on the upcoming game. Hope that your team gets up. Make sure you tune in next week.